BC is holding steady on its commitments to mental health and addiction supports but offers nothing new in its 2024 budget. The fiscal plan, released on Thursday, February 22, promises a fresh $215 million over 3 years to sustain the treatment and recovery programs already in place or soon to be implemented. It doesn't, however, include any money or plans to expand upon those supports. Instead, it is continuing with commitments brought forward in last year's budget, when a historic $867 million was announced. The additional $215 million will sustain funding for mental health and substance use beds, overdose prevention sites, peer-assisted care teams, mobile integrated crisis response teams, and general policy development around treatment and recovery. Johnny Morris, CEO of the Canadian Mental Health Association's BC branch, said while this year's dollar figure is far lower than 2023's, he is grateful that the services and supports already in progress will be continued with. It represents a pattern of sustained investment, he said, noting that mental health has historically often been left out of budgets entirely. He said he is particularly happy to see continued funding for the peer-assisted care teams, which have been operating on a pilot project basis. The teams pair mental health workers with peer support workers to attend mental health and substance use calls. Morris didn't see everything he would have liked to, however. He said 2024's budget was a missed opportunity to further fund care for key mental health conditions like eating disorders, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. He had also hoped to see community counseling covered under the fiscal plan, instead of those service providers relying on grants. Rowan Burge, provincial director of the BC Poverty Reduction Coalition, said where the budget fell short for her was on addressing the toxic drug crisis. She said she doesn't feel it is taking things seriously enough, given the number of British Columbians dying every day. Burge said she would have liked to see significant funding to increase harm reduction services, expand beyond the 49 overdose prevention sites the province currently offers, and create a regulated safer supply. Finance Minister Katrine Conroy didn't directly answer a question Thursday on why the budget doesn't commit to expanding treatment beds or overdose prevention sites, instead saying the province is doing a significant amount to deal with the crisis. Stacey Ashton, Executive Director of Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center of BC, said she is pleased with the ongoing funding but would have liked a greater focus on poverty reduction. She said economic instability is a major factor in driving people into crisis. The 2024 budget's $215 million will be split between 3 years, with $70 million in the first year, followed by $71 million in the second and $73 million in the third. Read also, overdoses from smoking toxic drugs outpace BC prevention sites. Read also, limited addiction treatment and recovery options create care gaps in BC communities. Read also, BC rejects experts' call for non-prescription access to safer drug supply.